Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is music producer and audio engineer John Krause, and I have a mad obsession for making studio recordings. I love mixing, producing, composing, adding guitar tracks, or just sipping coffee while you do most of the work. John Krause, and you're listening to the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network.
Hey, this is Steve Coughlin from Steve Coughlin with Probable Cause. We are loyal listeners and proud sponsors of the Paige Roberts Show. Check it out.
Hi there, this is Tammany Dove inviting you to the 2019 International Singer-Songwriters Association Awards Show to be held in Atlanta, Georgia on Saturday, August the 3rd. This event will be open to the public and features some of the most talented singer-songwriters from all over the world. Join us for this red carpet event and after party. Find out more and reserve your ticket at www.issasongwriters.com. Hope to see you there.
Hey y'all, this is Danny Kinsey, and you're listening to the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network.
Another Friday night, and I can't do nothing right. Even though I treat her like a queen, she hates this big damn Ford, don't like my draw no more. She even made me trash my Wrangler jeans. Then some Jones came on the radio. She hit that dial and I said, this is as far as I go. Can you picture Jack without Coke, a cigarette with no smoke, rock and roll without the Rolling Stones? How about a song you can't sing, a guitar with no strings? Girl, there's one thing you should know, me without country is like country without Jones. That really made her mad. She grabbed my real tree hat, threw it out the passenger window. I pulled that truck to the shoulder. I flipped that station back on. It said this song ain't over. Can you picture Jack without Coke, a cigarette with no smoke, rock and roll without the Rolling Stones? How about a song you can't sing, a guitar with no strings? Girl, there's one thing you should know, me without country, it's like country without Jones. I
bath coke, a cigarette with no smoke. Rock and roll without the Rolling Stones. How about a song you can't sing? A guitar with no strings. Girl, there's one thing you should know. Girl, there's one thing you should know. Me without country is like country without Jones. Yes, I stopped loving her today.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Tage Roberts Show. It is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2019. Let's do announcements. Again, June the 9th. At Vegas Studio here in Athens, Georgia, Nashville recording artist Christy Isabel will be with us doing a live show out there. So that's going to be awesome. And then July the 7th at Vegas Studio will be singer-songwriter Jody DeMarco. So we're booking them up. I've got a couple of things that, I do have one other. And August the 4th, we just had singer-songwriter Hunter Flanagan on with us on this network, and so he's going to be with us out at Vegas Studio as well. But, yeah, so we are moving along, and May is almost booked up. So if you want to come on the show, all you have to do is find my manager, Ruth Darren Finley, out there on Facebook. She does all of the information that goes into our shows and gets y'all MP3s and things like that. So it sure is nice having her on board with me. I don't think I know what to do without Ruth being here by my side, because she does a lot of work. So we do appreciate it. So let's see. Oh, that coming up, I know y'all heard the International Singer-Songwriters Association commercial. That is August the 2nd, I think it is. No, it could be August the 3rd. At one point on one post, I think it said the 2nd, but I know it's on a Saturday, so that is August the 3rd. So we shall check that out. That's cool. Y'all keep us busy out there, and we appreciate it, and we appreciate everybody who's out there sharing our music and sharing our shows and interested in our shows and everything else. So, yeah. But without further ado, let's bring on my featured artist for tonight, singer-songwriter, I should say award-winning singer-songwriter, Danny Kinsey. Hey, Danny, and welcome back to the show. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, Paige. Thanks for having me. How you doing?
All right. All right. I know we were talking a little earlier. It's always busy. This is good, though.
Yeah, I know. Never ends, not in the music industry. Never ends.
I know you're probably always working on, too, whether it's in studio or writing, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, studio, writing, playing, traveling, whatever, you know, whatever entails for music, I'm doing it all the time.
Well, you know, if you can travel for music and sing and play at the venues, that's all and good, and especially if you can make a living at it, right?
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, it's something that I've always enjoyed doing, and, you know, why not make a living doing it? It's fantastic. I mean, it's a fun thing, and it's relaxing, and it's just fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's hard work, too. But, you know, I know a lot of my singer-songwriters, and even myself, I know the pay isn't all that great anymore, and I don't know that it was ever all that great anyway, right? I can't remember.
Well, you know, back in the day it was, you know, I'm talking 10, 15, 20 years ago, it was a little better than it was now, because you got all the like your download links and all that stuff you can do, you know, Spotify, Pandora, all these places that you can get the music on that you don't get, you know, songwriters don't get as much as they did back then. But, you know, you still do pretty good. You know, you get a you get a cut out there with a major artist, even with independent artists, it works out pretty well. And just keep on collecting royalties and keep on building a name and getting out there and getting known. And that's the first step, getting known and just getting out there.
That's the hardest step. I can even say it on my end. It's taken me a good 4 years. I'm trying to think when you were on last. It's probably been a year or two, hasn't it? Probably.
I think it was probably last year sometime, maybe not, maybe a year before that. I can't remember. It's like it was yesterday, but it's so much time has gone by, it's crazy. But I think
yes.
It was a little while ago.
Wow. Yeah, we've come a long way. I know if you haven't gotten out there and got in with the International Singer-Songwriters Association, and that's anybody that I'm talking to out there, look them up. Great bunch of people. They're out there working hard and things like that. And so, yeah, it's nice to be a part of a group like that, right?
Oh, definitely, definitely. You know, I'm involved with so many groups like that too, and it's fantastic, even with that one. And then NSAI and a bunch of other ones that I belong to. And because they always give you, you know, valuable, you know, resources, valuable feedback.
Yes.
And just a lot of good stuff that you can learn from those things like that.
Yes, from the veterans. I'm always learning. And in those groups, too, it's all kind of people, down to your promoters, down to your even radio personalities and shows and things like that. So it's a big help in finding out. But, yeah.
Yeah, it is. I tell you, it's just if you're a songwriter or anything like that, get involved with some of these groups. I mean, it really will help. You know, your art, your craft, and getting better. But definitely take advantage of it for sure.
And especially finding the singer-songwriters that are in your local area, I find out, you know, with them meeting up and things like that. They do it here.
There's a lot of them out there, you know. Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of them out there. I mean, even in my town, Richmond, Virginia, there's a lot of great singer-songwriters over here, and a lot of them you just wouldn't know. I mean, it's sometimes it's hard to make that connection and find out where they're at, but you know, getting involved with the group or with the songwriting group association will definitely help you with that, getting to other
mm-hmm.
other artists, other songwriters. So you know, collaborate, co-write, whatever it may be, just kind of get some knowledge. So it's
yeah. Well, and if you ever needed an opener, you know, for a show or something like that, that would be good to have, too. So.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah. But I know those are kind of hard to put together, too, finding openers, show openers. So, but I think Facebook is probably about the best place that you could be if you're a singer-songwriter. I mean, it's just open.
Oh, definitely. I mean, social media is just that's the place to be. You've got to do it as an artist, you know. If you're not, I think you're definitely missing out a lot. You got to be on Facebook. You got to have a page. You got to have some kind of social media presence to get out there and do something, you know, and meet
mm-hmm.
you know, meet other artists out there. You've got to have that for sure.
But you know what, Danny? I see a lot of singer-songwriters out there, and I'm like, you know, I know y'all see me out there, and I'm all the time on social media. I talk to everybody. You know, that's one of the key things that I mention to people is, do you talk to your fans? Do you talk to your Facebook fan page fans? You know, because that's where you find it. So, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I see some that don't. You know, I'm like, well, that's my whole purpose of being out there is to talk to them. So.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I mean, being an artist like, you know, myself and a songwriter, I mean, that's one of the most important things is that social media and Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever it may be. You've got to get out there and just you know, talk, connect. Connection is a big thing. Networking is a huge thing. And definitely the artist side, performance side, but definitely the songwriting side too, because the more people you connect with, the more people you network with, the more people you're going to know, the more people you're going to make connections, good connections with. So,
That's right.
You know, you've got to have, I mean, and social media. Yeah, social media is huge.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to take advantage. Everybody has pretty much has a cell phone in their hands and looking at social media every day. So take advantage of it for sure.
That's right. And I know I fess out there all the time, y'all, but I do it for y'all, so I'm good, right?
That's right.
I don't know. I know some
people
might.
Keep yelling at them.
But I don't do it in a mean way. I try not to. But I don't think I've ever been mean.
Sometimes you do it in a mean way and a stern way, so you can do it to get the point across. You got to do it.
Right? Sometimes you have to. That's right. Well, and if that be the case too, you know, the other side might be mean and leave you. So it's just whatever.
That's right. So how's the weather down there?
It's getting hot now, you know, in Georgia, right? When it gets hot, it's hot. There ain't no happy medium.
Yeah, that Georgia heat is. I mean, I think today was 85 around here. It was getting up there.
It's
so I think it's going to be a hot summer this year. So, man.
When it's 70 degrees when you wake up in the a.m. and then it's on.
That's right.
Boy, but I know you have been working on stuff. You have some new stuff out too. Right.
Oh yeah, I've got a lot of new stuff out. You know, I'm constantly writing and constantly recording all the time. I've got third 6-song CD came out September last year. The next one's coming out here in about 2 months. So my goal is to put at least 2 of them out a year, just 6-song CDs And I'm constantly writing and recording and getting this stuff done, because that's the way it is. You know, you got to get it out there. You got to get, people, new music to listen to. And that's my firm belief. You know, every 6 months, get something new out there. And I've had success with that. It's just a lot of songs that I've done that have been very successful and still playing. You know, on media-based stations, radio stations like, you know, yourselves, and internet and FM stations and Pandora and Spotify and places like that. You know, it's really good, really good.
Now, I heard Spotify was actually probably one of your better networks to get your music out there, especially if you want to go get it toward Billboard charts and things like that. I've been looking at that this week.
Mm-hmm. Spotify is probably your easiest one to get on there. You know, it seems to be an easier one to just a plateau to get on. Pandora's a little bit more difficult. Sometimes Pandora's kind of tricky what they want, or a little strict what they want. But I've had luck with Pandora very well putting stuff on there. But you get on Spotify or Pandora like that, and you get in these playlists, and they can start really racking up your plays and your royalties, so they can really definitely help out. But that comes down to social media. Get it out there and just keep on.
Well,
keep
you
on
know,
at.
If you have a website, on your website they have the widgets too as well that you can take from those sites to add to your website. So
yeah,
that works. And on Facebook they have it on your fan pages that you can hook that up to that. So I'm working on that on ours too.
Yeah, it's just all based on that social media presence. Just a big networking thing is all it is. Just keep on networking.
That's something else. But yeah, I'm at it 24/7 pretty much. But it is, and you have to keep on keeping on at it.
That's right. That is right. Are you drinking coffee right now?
I always drink coffee, Danny. You know that.
See, I'm not a coffee guy. I have never liked coffee. I'm not a coffee guy. I am
really?
An iced tea guy. I love iced tea. That's my thing. Iced tea.
I have some of that too. I keep that too when I get tired of coffee. Right, get tired of coffee. I do drink tea though.
Yeah. Yep. I can't touch the coffee. Not for me. Not for me.
No. I think I'm immune now.
Oh, man.
I am immune. It doesn't do anything to me. Let's see. I did play a song. Is that one of your new songs that I played in the beginning?
Country Without Jones. Yeah, that was one I put out in the last 6-song CD. And, that's actually going to be the next single out right now, which is, I think, is going to do pretty well. You know, it's a song that Carter Sipe and Dakota J and myself wrote. It's just a fun song. It reminds me of a song that that Brad Paisley or something would kind of do. It's just that fun kind of tune, and that's what I love. I love these fun kind of songs. And then I've got my serious songs too, but I do have a little connection with the fun kind of songs. The songs you kind of just have a good time with.
Awesome. Well, you know, I'm a fan. I like all of your songs. So
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know,
it's just,
as a songwriter, I love just writing and writing, and that's the thing. You just got to keep doing it. Keep doing it until you find those songs you really like, the songs that kind of make who you are, kind of mold who you are, and just keep writing them.
Now, do you have songs that automatically come to you and you just start writing?
I'm sorry, what's that now?
I said, do you have songs that automatically come to you and you just sit down and start writing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all the time. You know, I usually get the tune in my head. I usually typically start with the chorus, all the time, a really good chorus, and start writing from that. Sometimes, you know, a lot of people write from the first one and go through it, but I'm a little backwards. I love getting a good chorus and then building around the good chorus, and that's what I love doing. But I get songs all the time, you know, all the time. I gotta keep the phone by the bed just in case, you know, wake up in the middle of the night and
right.
have an idea. But always happens.
You talk it and you don't write it down, you record what you're doing.
It's all in my phone. Yep. I record it and I write it in my notepad on my phone and that's it. You know, it used to be the old pen and paper thing, but sometimes I couldn't read my own writing, so I said let's just do the typing thing.
Well, I'm still stuck in the writing. I don't know.
No,
but I'm always.
Hey, you know, whatever works.
Mm-hmm. And I always have
you know,
pen and paper. I'm always taking notes from either y'all or, you know, wherever.
That's right. Whatever works. I mean, there's still people doing with typewriters and everything else, you know, and whatever works. Whatever works.
I have a typewriter too, y'all. I do have a typewriter.
Well, most people won't know what that is anymore.
Right? They might not, Danny. It's in there in the top of my closet. Of course, I haven't gotten it down in a month of Sundays, but I bought it, and I can't remember because I think it was right around the time that computers were really making its way out there in the world. So that should tell you something. That should go back away. Mhm. So I haven't gotten it out in a while. But you know, it's a lot easier to type on my laptop. If I go to that typewriter, it's just a lot smoother on this laptop than it is that. Being a manual typewriter.
Oh, sure. Yeah, whatever makes it comfortable, and you know, pen and paper typewriter. Whatever it may be,
do it. Do it. What makes you comfortable, you know?
I only type 80 words a minute, so it ain't nothing.
There you go.
I type about 3. And they're small words.
I know that ain't. Well, you know, now most people have the voice to text. So
that's right.
You know, they don't even have to type.
Makes it more lazier.
Yeah, it does. And I still haven't figured that one out. I don't really want to get into that because, I don't know, I think I might well get confused. Right. Things like that confuse me. But, no, it takes me a little while to get in the knack of new electronics and things like that. There's all kind of gadgets out there. Well, and probably half I don't even know about.
But, yeah.
anyway, right? I leave that up to the kids. But let's play another one of your songs, Danny. You want to talk about Pocket Full of Money? I bet Danny's got a pocket
full
of money.
Oh, yeah. This is this is a good one. This is a song that myself and again, Carter Sipe, Dakota J, and Will King wrote together. And I tell you what, this is a fun song that it's an upbeat kind of barring song. And this one was my latest single out there. And it's been doing pretty good over there in Europe. And which has gotten me some shows over there this year. I'll be doing some shows in Italy. In November, which is fantastic. It's going to be fun. Hopefully expand that next year into more countries over there. But this one is just a good old fun bar tune, upbeat tempo tune, and it's a good one. I love it.
Well, let's play it and hold on the line, and we'll come right back.
Thank you.
All right, here we go.
You left me broke, but not broken. You traded up for his uptown style. You were blowing smoke, so now I'm smoking. Lighting up a neon country mile. I guess you needed more attention from his bankroll penthouse pension. So I'll raise one up to your newfound love. Baby, you don't know what you're missing. I've got a pocket full of money and a beer in my hand. Wasting in a dive bar, promised land. Dropped a 20 in the tip jar and told the band, play our song just as loud as you can. I'm dancing with some honey's got a pocket full of money and a cold beer in my hand. These girls are crazy as hell and they're DTF, helping me drink to forget. They're so easy on the eyes, showing me a good time, and there ain't much heartache left. I bet you're lying awake in the bed you made, wishing you were where we are. So I'm buying up shots for this whole damn bar, and I'm using your MasterCard. I've got a pocket full of money and a beer in my hand, wasting in a dive bar from a plane. Dropped a 20 in the chip jar and told the band, play our song just as loud as you can. I'm dancing with some honey's got a pocket full of money and a cold beer in my hand. In my hand. In my hand. So if you're feeling sad and you wanna come back, honey, you know where to find me. Just hop in a cab, put your drinks on my tab, and you can kiss my glass. I got a pocket full of money and a beer in my hand,
where he's been in a dive bar promised land. Dropped a 20 in the chip jar and told the band, play our song just as loud as you can. I'm dancing with some honey's got a pocket full of money and a cold beer in my hand. Missing you, honey. Got a pocket full of money and a cold beer in my hand. Yeah, I ain't missing you. Got a cold beer in my hand and a bar room full of friends. You ain't here. Check, please.
You are listening to the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network. We are broadcasting live off of Blog Talk Radio. Our call-in number is 646-668-8941. Let's give a shout-out. Let's give a shout-out to Phil Krebs. Phil Krebs is WAAK947FM, and he's the host of the Black Dog Morning Show. He's a country genre, and he's Ringgold, Georgia. So you can find him out there on Facebook as well. He'll play your music if you get in touch with him. I don't know if you know him or not. Danny, do you know Phil Cram?
I do not. No.
Yep, he's another radio station, so I always give Phil a shout-out. I don't know if he gives me a shout out, but we always give him a shout out.
Well, hopefully so. Tell him to call me up. We can do some more radio. I love doing radio.
Yeah,
talk.
He does. Well, he does interviews too, so he might be one to get in contact with. I just have to send him a plug, give him a nudge.
There you go. There you go.
Mhm. He's usually pretty good. You know, and that's what I was talking about. When you find your, I took my whole circle and I changed, in the past 2 years I have taken it, and all this on my Facebook is y'all, singer, songwriters, producers, you name it. Whatever goes along with music is there. So that's why I'm sitting in the spot I am, is because of y'all. So, yeah.
Well, that's great. You know, that's what it takes. It definitely takes connections and networking. That's what it's all about in this industry, just uh-huh. meeting people and listening. If you're a good listener, can take critiques well and want to do good in this business, you got to have those things down. You got to have a good, attitude about being critiqued and just keep on working hard at it.
And being able to talk about yourself. You know, I have quite a few singer-songwriters that didn't like to do shows like the one we're doing. They don't like to come on and talk about themselves. I said, well, you have to.
I know, yeah, you know, you do. And it's, you know, I'm kind of a modest person. I think I don't, you know, I've done a lot of things in my life, you know, in music, and I don't talk about nearly half the things I've done, you know, you have to at some point. If you want to get yourself out there, do it. Talk about yourself. Just kind of spread the word and
right.
You know, just give yourself a pat in the back and say, hey, this is me. This is who I am.
That's right. Now, like I said, I've had quite a few people. I'm like, don't be intimidated. If I can do it, I know y'all can do it. It took me a little bit to get
right.
here, but, you know, it takes practice too. I always tell people, well, and one of the main things that I talk about on this show, and I have had people come on the show that not even know about their songs.
Really?
Like, that's one of the main things I talk about is y'all's songs.
Oh, that's so great. You know, and I'm going to talk about some things, too, because I've got five shows this week. You know, I'm always playing.
Awesome.
I just heard that a song that I wrote, it was me. Dakota J and Gary Wood just got picked up by a big publisher and is going to be shopped out to a big artist. So we'll see what happens with that one. But you know, it's just a lot of things like your shows that you do, I do a lot of these shows. It's just you guys really help us out, help me out. And this is, you know, 2 years ago, you know, I wasn't at this level I am now because it's, again, meeting people, connecting with people, talking about it. And you just got to do that. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who want to be an artist, who want to be a songwriter, and, you know, they don't know how, or they think they know how, but there's ways to do this. And the biggest ways is just hone your craft, work on your songs, work on yourself, and meet people, talk to people, network. You got to do this stuff to get out there. And,
that's right.
As I said, like, you know, this week, got five shows this week, and luckily they're mostly all in town. You know, I go to Italy in November. I'm playing in Nashville every chance I get, doing songwriters. I play the Bluebird and doing stuff there, and just big things are coming down the, you know, down the pipe here very soon that's going to really help my career and just keep me progressing forward in the future. So, you know, I never once, you know, gave up. I just kept on doing it. I've heard a lot of no's. I've heard a ton of no's. But it's always that one yes that keeps me going. And it says, hey, there's a chance. There's always a chance. So keep working.
Yes. Well, even if you had like two songs, y'all, I mean, you have to start somewhere. Right?
That's right. That's right.
So I've had people. Well, even if you do the karaoke song, you know, I have had people that come on and that's all they did. I mean, we are indie radio, but I get everybody involved.
And I tell you, indie radio is a good thing. It's a great thing. I mean, there's so many people you can touch out there with indie radio. You know, with having, you know, a website or a log or a blog, and just, you know, reach a lot of people. So indie radio, I love it. You know, it's more connections, which is fantastic.
But, it is. It's a lot easier to get a hold of too, and most everybody's on the internet these days. No excuse.
That's right. There's no excuse.
No excuse.
There's no excuse.
Well, I mean, I'm sure people can come up with a million things that are excuses on why not to do something, right?
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Let's give a shout out again, Danny. Let's give a shout out to one of our locals, Pat Callahan. He's usually always listening. He's usually in Nashville too, doing driving trucks. But yeah, we always appreciate him sharing our shows and talking about our music. And they're local, so
shout out to Pat. There you go. Here's to you, Pat.
That's it. You got anybody you want to give a shout out to, Danny?
Oh my gosh, I got a lot of people, I tell you. you know, there's so many people that I always want to thank and appreciate their support. I got a lot of friends, people who like my music. You know, I don't know if I call them fans. I call them more friends than anything else because, I mean, a lot of them support me. I mean, a lot of them do. You know, kids support me. Everybody supports me. So I'm so happy to do what I'm doing that, you know, I could be sitting here forever shouting at everybody. My label, Rad Records out of Nashville is a big, you know, big supporter of me. And they have always been there for me and continue to be there for me. But shout out to all the people out there too, that, are just, you know, learning, songwriting, or say that I haven't, you know, I'm not going to make it, or I'm just haven't made it yet. You know, keep trying. It's if you have the belief and the dream, it's going to work out. Something's going to work out. You know, it's always going to work out. Have the passion for it. Keep working hard. The harder you work, the more doors that open. So that's what I always believe.
Yeah, we got a caller on the line. Do we want to see who it is? Let's see who it is. 678.
Sure. It might be somebody huge.
I know. Let's see who it is. All right, who do I have on the line with me?
Hey, Paige, it's Pat Callahan. How are you?
Pat Callahan.
I just wanted to let you know if you go by the pound, I'm definitely huge. So, but you got to be going by the pound.
We know how that is.
Well, look, I've got a random question, and it happens to, you know, I ain't here to talk about me, but specifically, it has something to do with something I got going on right now. How important is vocal training, right, for what you're doing? Have you had any? Have you done any? Or is it just something you kind of come to naturally?
Is that for me?
Yeah.
That's for you, Dan.
Yes, sir.
How's it going? How you doing, Paige?
I'm
going
to ask Paige.
Well, I'll tell you what. All right.
I started early. You know, I was always in chorus in school, and I went to college and was actually a performing art major in opera. I was actually an opera singer, but
yeah,
I loved country music.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, brother. I'm a singer myself, and I noted the excellent vocal. And I'm currently in that last song she played, and I would just – figured I'd pick your brain a little bit. I think I might have bit off something vocally more than I could chew. And I might need to go see some, I might need to get help.
Well, no, you know, if you want to be, you know, if you're going to be out there performing and stuff like that, yeah, vocal is definitely important. But as a songwriter, there's some songwriters out there, you know, some really good songwriters who've had major cuts out there and very prominent songwriters that really can't sing very well, you know, that just write, and their craft is writing. But man, I always believe everybody has a voice. You know, it's just, you know, some people have a better voice than others. Just got to how it works and how the tone is. But anybody can sing. You know, anybody can. It's just the way you sing, the passion you have to sing, and that great tone is really important.
I'm one of those. I've got a weird set of pipes, brother. I sing like I gargle with broken glass. It's great to rattle out an old CCR cover or something like that. But when I need the pipes to behave, I actually struggle. Like I'm the opposite of most people. I don't have to add any gravel. I have to get rid of it. And
I got you.
It's not easy. And I'll be honest with you. I'm sort of the school. I know, you know, several friends who've gone to vocal coaches, and I got like a witch doctor thing going on because, you know, one out of three comes back singing better. Two out of three come back singing worse than they did when they start. So I'm afraid.
Yeah, man.
Don't be afraid, man. If you want to, you know, if performing is your thing, try it out and see. You know, I was kind of self-taught growing up, but I did have opera, performance of vocal teachers and college just to pretty much to show how to breathe right and all this stuff. But if it's your thing, go for it. Why not? You know, go for it.
There's always YouTube. If you want to learn something.
Well,
hey.
I'm not going to lie. I did go in and delve in a little bit on I got to figure out how the guy from AC/DC does this for 30 years without, you know, blowing his throat out. And I did go explore a little bit into that, but I'm, you know, anyway. I don't want to burn up the show. Brother, I noticed it was a fantastic vocal, unmistakably flawless vocal, despite everything else. That was the first thing that came to my mind because it was stewing on me, right? I'm stewing on it right now. But I appreciate you, Pat.
Thank you very much.
I know you're always singing that, and y'all are always practicing. So, yeah,
well, I mean, you know,
fine.
Hey, man, as long as they keep letting me do it, I'm gonna keep doing it.
Yeah.
I think I'm always afraid one day they're gonna right in the middle of the show just be like, "Get out of here." But as long as they keep me around, I'll keep doing it. Brother, much luck. I'm gonna let y'all get on with the show. I appreciate the input.
Thanks,
Pat.
Take care, buddy.
All right, man.
All
we'll
right.
see you, Paige.
All right, now. Thank you for calling in. That's Pat. He's always listening to my show, so we appreciate it.
Well, that's great. That's a lawyer listener right there, I tell you. That's fantastic. That's what we all need. A lot more loyal listeners that can share our stuff and get it out there to everyone out there, you know?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know I mentioned that we were doing our live shows at Vegas Studio coming up. I know Pat sent you sometimes. He's I think he is Athens, Georgia, too. But he's been out to a couple of my shows. I've only had two shows, yeah. But he's been out to both of them. So it's always good to see a familiar face, right?
That is, definitely.
Well, and he does a lot of promoting. He's gotten like video clips and things of shows and things like that, and put them out there and shared it. I don't know. He does a lot of things with indie radio. I'll have to look that name back up. I used to give shout outs, but I quit.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what, you know, that's, you have people like that, friends like that, fans like that, you know, that's what it takes. That's what it takes to network and get this rolling.
And you talk to them, y'all. I'm telling you, you talk to your fans. I'm all the time preaching to the choir out there on Facebook, telling y'all to get in there and talk to your fans. If you got pages, get out there and tend to them, because that's the only way.
That's right. I do it, you know, do it at every show, because you never know. There's a lot of things you don't know about people in the audience, who they are, what they're going through, you know, what kind of day they're having.
Right.
You don't know, and what kind of story they have, because that kind of stuff can go into your songs, or can, you know, you can learn about people like that and just grow from that. So that's a very important thing, to interact with everybody at a show or anywhere else you are.
Well, Pat is Brand New Relic. This is the name of his band, so we'll put that out there, Pat. And they are working on things, so we're gonna be anxious to see what comes up. So,
I've been trying to get him
to come on my show, Pat. So whenever. Come on now. But no, he does a good job, and we appreciate it. So Indie Radio is Atlanta, Georgia Radio. It's from a Wix site. I'm going to look. It's Franz Delahaye. He is the owner of that page, and they are always sharing our information to their. It's all video that they do.
Well, I got a bunch of videos too, so that's always good.
Mhm. Yeah. I go over there a lot of times. It's on the Wix site. I'll have to look that back up, but I think it's indieradioatlanta.wix.com. I think that's what the name of that one is. But anything that we can do to help out, so it's all good. Like I said, I guess it takes a village. We won't go into that. That will.
Yeah, your coffee probably be cold by then.
All right, I'm serious. Now, do you have songs now that you have put together that you're going to get on an EP or an album after this one?
New songs? Oh yeah, I've got. I got about 30 to 40 songs that I've recorded. And fine-tuning a lot of them. You know, I'm usually recording every 2 months about 4 or 5 songs. So I've got a backlog of songs that I've got. I just got to find the right ones. But this next one coming out, next 6-song CD, has already got the songs for that laid out. And I'll be having a song coming out here next a month or two off that one, which is going to be called Cowboy Groove. Really cool tune. And, but, you know, I've always got songs
on
the back burner.
You do all of your recording, Danny? Yeah.
Well, my recording is all done in Nashville at my label studio, Rad Records in Nashville. So I am constantly in Nashville, writing, recording, playing people. So every time I'm there, I got a purpose, and that's how I do it. You know, I really believe in that, because if you want to be a country singer, you go to Nashville to record or to write. You know, if you want to go to be a rock singer, whatever it may be, go to L.A. What may be, but I'm always a firm believer in that. Keep close to where that music scene is, and it does work good outside the city too. You know, there's some great studios, local studios. Check out local studios; they're just as good. But for me, it works so good here because when I go, I have a purpose. I'm writing, I'm recording, I'm doing video shoots, I'm meeting people, and I'm always taking something away from that. When I come back home and start playing again, start performing. So it's always a good feeling knowing that when you go, you've got an agenda and you get something done.
Right. Well, and doing our live shows, we do our local studio here at Vegas Studios here in Athens, Georgia, too. So that helps knowing there's a couple of other studios out here. It might be more than three. Athens is pretty big in the music scene, so you just have to dig around.
Dig your homework and sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just saying that's how you find out things, is through your local people. So
that's right. Yeah, do your homework on the studios. You know, go in a studio. Just, I mean, if you haven't recorded yet, we want to record, go into a studio, check it out, just see what they do. You know, there's a lot of great local studios too. For country, for anything you want to do, a lot of studios do different genres of music, and they have a lot of times they have in studio musicians. So, you know, if you don't have to play an instrument to record, they also, if you're just a songwriter and want to get a demo cut, Call your local studio, and they sometimes can tell you demo singers. You know, I've done some demo work before, and that's as a songwriter. You know, if you're not a great singer, just want to write songs, get it demoed.
There's plenty of people out there that needs the songs too. So
that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That is right, and that's the thing about pitching your music. You know, a lot of good tools for that. If you're not signed to a publishing deal, there's tools like NSAI or Taxi that you can join, that you can pitch your songs to and get some valuable feedback from them.
Right. I know I had talked to you about Frank Green, and one of his artists is actually – that is Chrissy Isabel that's going to be with us on June the 9th. That's one of his artists. So, Frank Green is out there now. He's platinum and gold. So,
yeah, I'm more like pewter and copper right now.
Well, it is what it is, Danny. But when you get in with people like that, and there again, it's the connections that you get in with where that's going to help you. I know she's been making the main charts here recently too. So, I don't know if it's all in them knowing what to do too with your songs, but I might have to pull Frank aside and pick his brain some.
There you go. I'll definitely reach out to him too. Like, you know, but that's it. The people you meet, you know, it helps out. It really helps out, because 2 years ago, I don't know the people that I know now, and the people that I know now are fantastic, and they're there, They're doing things. I'm doing things. The people I'll know in 2 years from now, that'd be even better. So I'm always be willing to listen, always be willing to talk to people, always be willing to learn. Because if you don't do those things, you're not going to get very far. You got to learn, listen, and just, you know, meet people.
Mm-hmm.
Network.
Well, see, like you said, it's about making friendships, too. And those are the people, too, who make really great fans, too. That, and they'll be the ones that come to your shows.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So, make a lot of the local people. That's what I have been trying to do. I know I'm internationally known, but I have been lately trying to get out here in my Athens, Georgia, to see what's going on. So, and trying to hook up with our venues around here. So just to help out, you know. But you know, some people don't like that, Danny. Some people would just rather you not. I have to find another out too. So I'm like, y'all, it's a free platform. It's a free network. My indie shows, I don't charge anything to do the shows and things like that. Which I don't know of no radio station that does that, but I'm sure there are some that does charge. I don't know. But
Well, keep doing the thing, you know, because I'm sure, you know, you have fans and friends like Pat out there. It's going to get better and better and better. So just keep doing what you're doing. You know what? I love it. I love doing it. I love doing these kind of shows. It's fun. It's entertaining. It's, you know, you learn things about people.
And keep you
keep
out of trouble.
That's right.
Me for the most part. Oh, me. But, no, who do we have coming up? Sabrina Fala, she'll be up with us next on Thursday. No show tomorrow night, y'all. Woohoo, but I always got something to do. That's for sure.
Write some music.
I know, right? I do have a couple.
Yeah.
I have one now that I'm working on. It needs a folk singer. I have a country song that I've done. I'll have to send it your way, Danny.
Fantastic.
I sent it to one of my singer songwriters. He has gone off the grid. I can't even think of his name now. That's
He's
sad,
gone off
y'all.
The dead or off the grid?
Off the grid. Totally
off the grid.
Off the
dead.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't understand that. I mean, he could still be writing music and playing for all I know, but I'm like, you never, like you said, you never know what somebody's going through. So,
man, I tell you, Will.
I was really surprised.
Yeah. I'm fixing me some chocolate milk right now, and it's probably about time to end it, isn't it? It's almost 9 o'clock here.
Yep, it's right at 9 o'clock. Well, why don't you tell people out there, Danny, where they can find you at out there on social media. Danny's a man with many hats.
I'll be at your local McDonald's and Burger King playing this weekend. Just coming by. No, you can check me out. I'm on the website. You know, website is DannyKinsey, KENSY.com, and I'm on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And Spotify, Pandora, all these stations. Just Google my name, Danny Kinsey, KENSY, and you'll find me. And like I said, this year, I'm playing a lot in Virginia and Maryland. I'll be in Nashville playing. I'll be in Italy in November playing. And heading down to let's see where else. Fiji and probably Key West doing some stuff. So
wow.
That's going to be fun.
Before stopping off to Georgia on your way down.
Yeah, that's right? Where the plane is stopping first. Right in Atlanta.
Since you're going south anyway. Yep. Yeah, give me a shout. Doing some live feeds, I hope. Some live Facebook shows.
Yep.
I need to start doing more of those. I've been so busy doing it, but I'm gonna start doing some more live Facebook video shows so I can get some new music out there for people to listen. But that's coming pretty soon.
I need to be doing the same thing. Like I said, I've been trying to get my network moved over, but it takes an act of Congress, so I don't know when. But
it'll happen.
Maybe it'll happen eventually. I just got to keep on at it. I got everything over there and ready to go. I just need to find my way over there to do it. But this is so convenient. This is already set up, and it's so convenient. But
fantastic. But if you want to buy music, I got music out there too. Apple and iTunes, all those places you can buy it from. And, you know, I appreciate you, Paige, for having me on and doing what you're doing. And I appreciate friends and fans like Pat out there, you know, calling in and doing this. And I appreciate you still playing that little intro that I have, that I did.
Yeah, I guess the other one too. I play them both. It just depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
Nice. I want to thank Ruth out there too, and for contacting. So that's good.
Well, let's go out. I know I have probably a couple more of your songs. We got Sipping and what other one did I have left? Whiskey.
She Walked In, I think.
Huh?
Is that right? What do I have?
You have.
Which songs do we have? Sipping and what else?
Sipping and the other one is Whiskey after she didn't write the whole song. She don't write the whole name at all. Whiskey.
Uh-oh.
Whiskey Altar. What?
Oh, Whiskey Altar. Yeah, that's a cool song. That's that one that hasn't been played at all. That one has not been played at all yet. So you're the first one to play that one. That's a great little gospel country song.
Awesome. Well, we'll
do that. You know, Sippin's a great beach. Great beach country song. And yeah, go ahead.
Well, we're gonna do both of those going out. So you can tell us about them. Danny, I know you wrote them.
As I said, you know, Sippin' is a great little beach country song, and me and Ron Moody, Ron Moody's in the Beach Hall of Fame, and he is a great songwriter. He's Universal South Records years ago, and then Whiskey Altar is me and a buddy of mine, Dean Collins, wrote the song, and a fantastic country gospel song. But y'all enjoy those. As I enjoy my chocolate milk and head out
and
into the night
coffee.
And do some more tunes, write some more tunes.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate it, Danny, and keep us in the loop. We'll have you back on here in a little while. So, but y'all, we'll be back here, when did I say, Thursday, with Sabrina Fowler. She's in International Singer-Songwriters Association, too. So, got a lot of artists out there. They're 6,000 strong. But, all right, let's go on out here. We're going to play the other two songs of Danny's. And thank you again, Danny.
Thank you very much, Paige, for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Now, here we go. Let's play these. Bye, y'all. Thank you again. We'll see y'all Thursday.
Have a good night.
All right. Now, Danny, you too.
On a bleach white beach in Rio, she was working her tropical tan. And I gotta tell you, the scenery second to none. Drinking a glass of Caipirinha, I had more than just a typical buzz. So I decided to introduce myself, cause that's what Caipirinha does. And now we're sipping and day tripping in a single beach cabana, smoking Havana, not wondering what might have been. A little sugar. lime, rubbing all Brazilian town in Rio. I didn't know the local language, but they say love is universal. And with a body like hers, I knew I could learn real fast. Held in my arms like a sunset as we were soaking up the midnight moonlight, laughing, loving, and waking up with a little piece of paradise filling my glass. And now we're sipping and day tripping in a single beach cabana, smoking Havana and not wondering what might have been. A little sugar, a touch of lime, rum and all Brazilian time in Rio.
Preacher's home. They were Bible school buddies, Sunday parking lot friends. After sampling the fruits of adolescent sin, she gave him her love and he gave her his ring. But when the music and lights caught his eye, he was gone like the wind. She prayed in a far cross from her daddy's church, the only place where she could baptize the hurt. She drowned his memory in a bottle of unholy water while searching for her Savior at a whiskey altar. Once you leave from a small town, you're always welcome back. He was losing the crowd, she was singing to her own choir. The shine of the spotlight was starting to fade. He was missing something he couldn't replace. So he sent up a prayer and hope to rekindle their fire. She prayed in a far cross from her daddy's church, the only place where she could baptize the hurt. She drowned his memory in a bottle of unholy water while searching for her Savior at a whiskey altar. Mm-hmm. jar. He walked in and found her at the bar. The look in their eyes was enough to understand. So she took out his ring and he placed it on her left hand. She prayed in a bar across from her daddy's church. Only place where she could baptize was her. She was drowning in a bottle of unholy water till love showed up and saved her at a whiskey altar.
Hey y'all, this is Danny Kinsey, and you're listening to the Page Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network.